This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Bill Caskey, back to the Advanced Selling Podcast.
Brian Neal.
We're in an odd situation.
We'll tell you in a minute why we're in this very odd, creepy
situation. We're just going to gaze at each other for a moment. Give us a moment, will you?
I heard an interesting, I don't know the statistic, but an interesting research the other day that said that 40% of males are embarrassed about this.
I have to guess. this is not podcast appropriate.
No, it is. It's nothing vile.
Nothing bad. Okay, good.
40% of males are embarrassed about this.
Can I guess?
And I am one.
Yeah, are you really?
Take two or three. Take a couple guesses.
First would be how your feet look.
It was a call-in show on a radio, and a lot of people said that.
That's not it. You have bad breath.
No, that's a good one.
Hint. No, that's me, as my microphone melts.
Another one people said was hair. Not enough hair where it should be, too much hair where it shouldn't
be. Yeah, ears and nose. My wife pulled a hair out of my ear about that long last night. Swear to goodness.
It was terrible.
Anyway, I give.
Middle name.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. Embarrassed by your middle name? Are you embarrassed by yours? Uh-huh. What is it?
Brian. Did you not know that?
I did not know that.
It was. That was the fact that 40% of men are embarrassed by their middle name.
Seriously, your middle name is Brian?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
William Brian Caskey, yeah.
I've known you for 15 years. I've never thought about why would I know your name. Do you know mine?
LaRue?
It isn't. LaRue. It's Scott, but it's with one T. It's okay. BryanScottNeale. My name gets hacked.
Well, all three
isn't
of them
that
could
well?
Be
all
hacked
three.
Then. Yeah. NEALE instead of just NEALE.
All of them.
All of most Neals are
yeah.
E. Okay.
Here we go.
Enough of the research. We are joined today by a very special guest. And we've had him on before. I think it's been a couple years now.
Yeah.
And Kevin Eikenberry.
Kevin Eikenberry. He was famous. He was
before
on.
He was
then
famous.
Then he hit the podcast, and now
then
he's famous.
It all blew up
exactly.
Once I was on the podcast.
Just exploded.
No coincidence, I'm sure.
All about
coincidence.
The podcast.
Yes.
Kevin joins us. He lives here in Indianapolis, where we do the podcast, and he is a author of several books, four books. His first book was Remarkable Leadership, was it not?
Yeah, it was the second one, but it's probably the, probably the most famous.
Most known.
Yep.
And then he's just recently released, in fact, in the last 30 days, a book called From Bud to Boss.
Yes.
And we thought it would be very useful for our listeners to have Kevin on to talk a little bit about the whole transition. If you're a salesperson, you're going to become a leader or you want to become a leader, some of the pitfalls and advantages and things like that. So we're really glad you're on today.
Oh, I'm glad to be back.
You. And I think it's good. I think that's good backdrop, what you just said. It's ironic that we're doing this because literally just yesterday, and I just actually before the show, like 10 minutes ago, I got the LinkedIn request from this young man who has just been promoted, just found out he's being promoted. He starts April 1st. He's a salesperson. He's now been promoted to the manager, regional manager of his sales team that he was a part of. And he is first-time manager, and I think average age-wise, half of his team is probably 15 years older than he is and has been at the company longer than he's been out of school. And so it's an interesting backdrop, and I thought that would be good for our listeners to think about, can we talk about the bud-to-boss concept and what it's like if I'm a salesperson and I get promoted or I'm about to get promoted or I'm leading people that are getting promoted into this, I'm going from a peer to a boss.
Yeah.
So that guy is the perfect. I mean, he's why we wrote the book.
Yeah,
right? We wrote
yeah.
the book for the person who's finding themselves in that situation. And in this particular person's case, probably two things. First of all, some of the people are old enough to be his dad.
Correct.
And or mother. And
yes.
And the other half of them, last week he was having beer with, you know, or having a coffee at Starbucks. And next week he's going to do their performance review. And so it's a tough. So I think there are really three transitions that they have to think about. One is the transition of skills. I mean, you know, there are skills that we have to do to lead and to manage that aren't the things we think about when we are, you know, when we're an individual contributor, when we're out selling every day. So that's transition number one. Transition number two is the relationship piece. So how do I deal with those relationships? How do I have the conversations I need to have with the person who is senior to me, and maybe is the person that trained me that I rode around with when I got started, and now I got promoted instead of them. And maybe some of those 15 people wanted the job. Maybe some of them didn't.
Yeah.
Maybe you know which ones do and which ones don't. The point is there's all sorts of relationship stuff. So there's the skill transition.
Yep.
There's the relationship transition. And I think the third thing is, and one that maybe we don't think about, is what I call the perspective transition. When we become a leader, we have to think about the world differently. We get new information. We have a new perspective on the world that if we don't see the world that way, if we keep thinking like Joe Salesman, then we won't be successful in the new job,
right?
And so And so the book, we talk about all three of those transitions. Obviously, we talk the most about the skills, but we talk about all three of those transitions. I was asked a while back, you know, the interesting thing about writing a book is you write a book, and then it takes a while before it comes out. And, you know, hopefully you keep learning as you go on. And so it's not like everything I know about this subject I'd finished when Guy Harris, my co-author, and I finished the book. So the question I was asked, which I thought was a really insightful one, which is, what have you learned since you wrote it that you now think ought to be in it or whatever? And it's really, although we talk about it, it's that third transition, I think, is the one that isn't, we don't really, and we talk about the transition of the relationships. We have a lot of tactical stuff that you can do there. But it's that third one, that one of perspective, that I don't think we've done as well in the book as we ought to have. And then you get this whole interesting thing too about the age difference, right?
Yeah.
It's a huge thing. It happens a lot. It's going to happen more.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have guys that are older than the three of us that aren't going to get promoted, maybe don't want to be promoted.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And are going to stay in the game longer because, well, their 401k became 101k, right? And or maybe only 201k, but you get the idea. And so we're going to have, I think, more of that than we've had.
Yeah,
and it's been happening. It's not brand new, but I think we're going to have even more of that in the coming years.
We're talking with Kevin Eikenberry, and give us the website that people can learn more about you and the book.
Yeah, so you can go to kevineikenberry.com. That would be everything, all of our services, and specifically about the book, if you go to FromBudToBoss.com, and that's not the number two, but a T-O. So FromBudToBoss.com is the book. You can get a sample chapter and lots of other stuff.
Excellent.
It's very, very good. I think as I listened to you, Kevin, talk, it to me that was interesting to me when you first said it, but you answered my question was, to me, as I think, if you just laid those things out, skills, relationship, perspective, especially from what we teach at Caskey, that perspective to us is enormous. That's the thing that drives the other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can teach someone all the things in the world to say, but if their mind isn't believing that they're where they're supposed to be, then the skills are worthless at that point or not nearly as effective.
Oh, right? I totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree.
So having said that, let's get a little tactical. And maybe tactical could mean how to build perspective. But if I'm new, let's take my friend example, the guy I just connected with.
Sure.
And here he starts April 1. Can you give him three things to do or three actions to take or three books to read?
Oh, hello. Yeah. Buy Bud to Boss. Buy Bud to Boss. Read Bud to Boss.
Done. No. I tell you what.
Do what's in it.
I'm going to buy the book for him. I'm going to buy the book for another client of mine that I just thought about that I'm going to see later on next week. But what should he be doing? What three simple things, if I've just been promoted or I'm about to be promoted, take over from my peers, what are some three quick action things I can do early on?
Yeah.
Early on.
I think that there are some conversations that you need to have.
Okay.
I think you need to absolutely have a conversation if possible. And of course, I don't know the specific situation here. Mm-hmm. I think you need to absolutely have a conversation with your new team.
Okay.
And if we can have that as a whole team in some sort of a meeting or some sort of way, I think you need to have that. I think you need to talk about the fact that, you know, it is what it is. Some people may, there are all number of things you need to talk about. One is, am I replacing someone that was really good and so I'm not going to be, or someone who wasn't so good?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be that person either way. I don't know everything. I'm not coming in knowing everything.
Mm.
My goal is to help all of us be successful. Now, I'm saying all these things. These have to be true. But assuming they're true, the point is, I think that you need to have, let me back up a little bit, because I know we have limited time.
Yep.
Three conversations. You need to have a conversation with your team.
Yep.
You need to have a conversation with the specific people on your team that are either already close friends. How does our relationship change?
Yeah.
And you need to have a relationship, a conversation with your new boss about what are their expectations, because, you know, a job description is not it. That's
right. Yeah,
not
right.
really the
yeah.
job.
Yeah.
And so what are their expectations? How can I succeed from their perspective? What do I need from them? What do they plan to provide me in terms of coaching, mentoring, support, et cetera? I think you need those are three conversations you got to have. And in this person's case, maybe there are specific conversations he needs to have with those who are older than him. And here's the other thing that I would say to them is until you have conversations, don't make assumptions. Don't assume that those people that are 20 years to his senior, that there's necessarily going to be an issue.
Yeah.
They may look at him and
they
say, you know what?
They
may be
them.
Relieved that they didn't get the job. They may be excited for them. They may see that person having great potential.
Yeah.
And don't just assume. So before we started, you wanted to tell everyone where I just was. So where I just came from just a few hours ago was I was in Amman, Jordan doing a seminar. And so here's the point related to that.
And if you're listening to this in 2012, when you were in Amman, Jordan, the Middle East was a little bit on fire.
Not Jordan.
It was a little bit.
There's been some peaceful protests in Jordan, but you know, as we speak, you know, Gaddafi is still at war with his people Libya, and it's not sure what's going on in Egypt, and that was obviously a big conversation.
Yeah.
But here's the lesson, if I can get back to, I think I'm going to try to get back to where we were, is the lesson is that when I started, I made some assumptions that weren't necessarily accurate. And I don't know that I made a true assumption, but I will say that I was surprised that in doing this seminar with 100 people, I was pleasantly surprised with how interactive people were. Yeah. How when I asked a question, they were right there. And if I wanted interaction, I was getting it. If I had gone in assuming that they weren't going to for any number of reasons, you know, half of them are wearing interpreter headphones and all that stuff, then I wouldn't have done that, and I wouldn't have done as well, and they wouldn't have been as successful enjoyed it. So don't assume that that person, that it's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
So get it out on the table and talk about it. Hey, listen, I know that you trained me.
Right.
I know that I went to college, high school, with your daughter.
Right.
I know you didn't want me to date her, whatever. But my point
those
is,
are all true.
But my point is that get it on the table and talk about it. Don't leave it as the elephant in the room, where it could become a bigger issue than it even is. So I think the big key is talk about it. And I find when younger people ask me this, often the bigger issue is with them than with the other person.
I heard that. Yeah. That's absolutely the truth.
That's true.
That's where the problem lies to me. Is the younger person makes it a bigger issue than the older person does. Very interesting.
Yeah. And if it doesn't get talked about, it becomes a bigger deal.
Correct.
And
That's
then it starts to blow.
Right.
Yeah. We don't want that.
And then the younger person looks for things, and they look for things that aren't there, and they see things like, oh my gosh, he doesn't talk to me as much anymore, when really there's nothing wrong at all. They think, oh,
we all interpret the world through the perspective in which we see, and we look for things to reinforce our beliefs.
Yeah.
Period.
Right.
Period.
Yeah. Right.
And so have those conversations would be the short answer.
That's very, very good.
One final question here, Kevin, is a lot of our listeners are salespeople and contributors and performers and producers. The question is, we have a lot of people, I'm sure. Some people don't want to manage people. Others do. And so they believe they have a gift, and they probably do. What advice would you give to someone who maybe is on a team, maybe their manager is getting up there in years or is ready to leave, to position themselves so that they're ready? What are a couple of ideas for that?
Well, I think you want to start thinking about that perspective. I think the thing is, read differently. And obviously, I'd like them to read my book. But that's not really what I'm saying. What I'm really saying is, if all you're reading is the industry publications, then you're not thinking about the right stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've got to read and prepare yourself for a new perspective, which is start thinking like a leader. Reading.
Great advice.
This is just a very general. I mean, don't just read your industry publication. Read Forbes and Fortune and Fast Company, and those are just simple examples, right? Listen to some other podcasts besides this
on leadership,
on management, on those things. So I think it's about preparing yourself for a new perspective, which is building your skills, being conscious about what you're reading, what you're intaking, who you're spending time with, and getting the chance to be with those people that can help you start to think and build the skills in those areas. That would be my
short piece of advice. Great advice. So it's skills, relationships, and
perspectives.
Very, very good. Yeah. You can find, again, information and buy the book at
FromBudToBoss.com.
FromBudToBoss.com.
Or any of, you know, any online, wherever you want to go,
Kevin,
you can get copies of books.
And Kevin's very active on Twitter and LinkedIn, as we are, and encourage our clients to be. So he can't hide. I'm sorry.
He went
to Jordan to try to hide.
He did.
it didn't work there either.
Because people were Twittering in Jordan.
But highly recommend everyone take a look at the book, get the book, follow Kevin Reichenberry. He's got great information. Very, very useful.
Good. Kevin, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, guys, for taking
time out of your schedule.
See you next time.
All right, see you next time. Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast, presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.